Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
32504.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Rosanna Clanton.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
2071 Lansing Drive, Pensacola, Florida, 32504.
Thank you. And I'm waiting on that to load. Bear with me a few more moments. So I do see here, looks like this was on April 27th. The shipping was paid. It was for $5.74 for a tactical bag. And so that was strictly just the shipping for your free gift. But it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card to the online store that's called FactoryDirectSaving.com. So that $125 gift card is why you were charged the membership fee of $56.95.
And I'm being charged that every month?
Yes, ma'am, because you do get that $125 gift card monthly.
Okay, I haven't received a gift card.
Okay, well, it's emailed to you when you're charged.
I'm sorry?
It's emailed to you. It's not through the mail. You receive it in your email.
Okay, this is something I did not realize that was happening. I mean, how can I say this? I did not realize I was going to be charged a monthly fee for a gift card.
Okay, well, I understand.
And
so in the terms and conditions,
I haven't even seen in my email where there is something. And I was charged in May $67.32. And then, let's see. I know I saw one in June. So this has to stop.
Okay. So in the terms and conditions, when the order was placed for that tactical bag, that is where it stated about the $125 gift card and also about the membership fee of $56.95. I have gotten it canceled to ensure you don't receive any further charges. I can give you a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, I have one pending now, but I really don't want all of this. This was supposed to be a free bag or something. It was, and I did not sign up for a $125 gift card and pay $56.95 a month. That's crazy.
Okay. And again, it has been completely canceled, but with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, ma'am, the most that I can refund as a courtesy is 35%.
What, 35% of all of it or 35% of 1 month?
No, ma'am, 35% of the charge that you received on today.
Yes, because I have a charge pending today. You cannot reverse this charge of $56.95?
No, ma'am, because it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms. But I can do a 50% refund. That is the most that I can refund.
I didn't agree to these terms. This was a free bag. There was no. No, 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 no. Nope, 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 nope.
Yes, ma'am, the bag was free. You're misunderstanding me. So the bag was free. You only paid $5.74 for that, and that was the shipping. But it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving a $125 gift card to an online gadget store. The $125 gift card is why you were charged the $56.95. So what I'm explaining is that you would have to agree to the terms and conditions in order to be charged, which is why the most that I can refund is 50% with you agreeing to the terms.
And you're not understanding that I did not understand that there was some type of a monthly gift card or whatever, and a charge of half of it. Why would I pay half of the price of the card every month? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that you were not aware or you didn't understand the terms. But you would have still had to agree to the terms in order to get the charge, which is why most that I can refund is 50%.
So what about these supposed gift cards I was supposed to receive in the email? Are they still good?
Yes, ma'am.
So how many of these should I have received?
Three.
So this first one was, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Let me go back here and see where the first one was.
The first one was in May 2nd.
I guess the charge maybe came through in either March or April for the because I saw that small charge and I thought, well, that must have been something, you know, small that I ordered. So you're saying that, let me see, May 3rd. Yeah, I was charged $67.32 on May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. And that was for that $125 gift card.
And then June was $56.95. And then July is $56.95. Okay, so I have two $125 gift cards that I can use. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And when do they expire?
They don't.
Okay. So I can go in my email and find these, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. In the name of the online store. It's called FactoryDirectSaving.com.
I'm writing it down. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. FactoryDirectSavings.com.
Right.
And I'm supposed to have two $125 gift cards. Now, mm-hmm. What about this one on July 3rd?
You get
today.
One for that as well, so you have a total of three. Even with me doing the 50% refund, you still have access to the $125 gift card.
Okay. Yes, please, please refund me 50% because I did not understand anything about paying a monthly fee to get some type of a technical card or a card to a technical store or something like that.
Okay.
I'm ready for whatever number you need to give me. What did you call it?
Confirming the canceling. So that was
cancellation. Go ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
403-603-610-54. That was C as in Charlie. 403-610-54.
Yes.
And that's the cancellation.
Right.
You used another word, and I forget what you said. I'm sorry.
It was a cancellation number.
Okay. The cancellation number. Okay. I do appreciate your help. I would not have even taken that backpack or whatever. I wouldn't have even done that had I known there was this attached to it. But I do appreciate your help, and I can expect the 50% refund in a day or two.
Yes, ma'am, in about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I do appreciate your help. I do thank you very much, and you have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.